Seattle Sounders take on Colorado tonight at 7:30 at CenturyLink Field. The team enters the playoffs having not won a single game in the last seven they played. They lost four in a row, tied three. Whoever wins tonight faces Portland Saturday. Soccer writer Steve Clare has been a frequent guest this year. Today, he's here in person. It's delightful to have you here.
Thank you.
Okay, so here, dumb question number one. What are the Sounders actually playing off for?
The game tonight is a 4th v 5th, technically a play-in. The way that the MLS qualification process worked was in each conference, West and East, the top five would earn a shot at the postseason. 1 to 3 would be guaranteed a place in the semifinals. 4th v 5th would play a one-legged tie for the privilege of joining them.
So it's one and done. If the Sounders don't win, they're out.
They are indeed out.
Wow. Talk a little bit about the MLS championship, this cup. It seems like we've talked over the last few months of endless numbers of cups. Is this the cup of all cups?
The MLS Cup has more prestige than all the other cups, and it is one that will decide who are the champions of the country. Some fans say that the Supporters' Shield, which is who has most points just at the end of the regular season, are really the best team, and that's an argument that goes on between those who agree that the sport must be slightly Americanized in that we must have playoffs and a final, and those who follow and have more loyalty to the format that a league is a league and the best team at the end of a league has won it. But MLS Cup is the one that counts.
Now, this is the first year since the Sounders joined the MLS that they haven't had the greatest of seasons. First time, I think, that they've lost four in a row, haven't won one. Now, somebody actually emailed to say they have tied. They have not won since the 13th of September. Last game ended in a draw. There were 66,000 people there. So what psychologically do the Sounders have to do to overcome this slump?
Actually, I think the answer is much simpler than it is nuanced. I did some research this morning, and I found out that it's not that Sounders were very good when they were winning four or five in a row and become bad. It's more to do with the quality of opponent. In the winning stretch, they had some very winnable fixtures. And then the fixture list that came up, the last seven, have been LA twice, New York, Colorado away at altitude, Portland away. Perhaps only Vancouver at home was the one where you expected a better result. And I did some further research this morning and worked out that against those teams from West and East who have qualified for the playoffs, that's the other best nine, Sounders have an atrocious record. 8th out of those 10 in a league just composed. However, against the little teams, the teams who didn't qualify, they have a fantastic record.
Well, that doesn't bode too well for tonight. I'm talking with Steve Clare. He's president of the North American Soccer Reporters and editor of Post America Soccer. The man that they spent a lot of money on, Clint Dempsey, made his first goal in what I read was like 500 minutes of appearance. The first goal since he joined the team. Has Dempsey hit his stride, and is that something that's important for tonight's game?
Yeah, I think it's very important psychologically for the player to have got the monkey off his back by scoring a goal.
It's important for him.
It's important for him personally, but this is a guy who has played in much more higher profile games than the 4th or 5th play-in.
Sure.
He's got 100-odd international caps. So I think a lot more was made of him not getting a goal yet by other people. More importantly is that the performance against LA, it's the first time, bar one half against New York, that the Sounders have played very good football against one of the better sides in recent memories. They were very good in the first half. In the end, they weren't good enough to win. In fact, should have lost were it not for a ludicrous officiating decision. But I think there were some possible signs that the team itself believes that it's as good as it should be.
Well, I want to pick up, we have just a minute or so left, the idea of team, because we've got some stars, a couple of the guys who'd been off at the national team are back. But is this really a team or is this a collection of players? There's a difference.
I think you make a good point. There seems to be, the word that we've been hearing all year, that is a disharmony. It would seem just by analysing the body language of their play, they're not all playing, you know, to the same script. Whereas you look at a side like Salt Lake and Portland, there seems to be a total consensus and harmony. You can maybe suspect that there are locker room issues, there is disharmony there, or the right combination of players isn't working together. We can only speculate. I guess we're going to find out, though.
Do they have a home pitch advantage?
Absolutely. In fact, Colorado, since the three Cascadian teams came into this league, have only won twice in 14 matches in the Cascadia region and never in Seattle.
Are you here for this in person because of this game? I mean, you're not normally in this town.
that was one of the big attractions in coming home.
Okay. So, Steve Clare, here to see the Sounders. Whatever happens tonight, they're either one and done or they go to Portland on Saturday.
Oh, no. They're at home to Portland in the first leg on Saturday.
Portland comes here.
Portland comes here. Then we'll trek down the road on Thursday.
If and only if. Steve Clare, president of the North American Soccer Reporters, editor of Post America Soccer. It's delightful to have you here in person in the studios. And just a reminder, that game begins at 7:30 at CenturyLink Field. And the Washington State Department of Transportation was tweeting out, watch for traffic down in the south end of Seattle's downtown area. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.